This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Hong Kong riot police and protesters are bracing for further clashes across the city's financial district early Thursday after a day of violence over a controversial extradition bill that would allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial. Reporter Erin Hale says both sides are bracing for more conflict.
Protesters are moving barricades in front of the road so that riot police cannot come forward and take any more ground away from them. The protesters appear to be ready to dig in. They have water, snacks, helmets. They're handing out saline solution and wet rags for anyone who's been affected by the smoke and pepper spray. There were reports earlier that police have fired rubber bullets at some protesters, with the South China Morning Post reporting that one unconscious protester was taken away.
Reporter Erin Hale by Skype from Hong Kong. President Donald Trump is seeking to keep lawmakers from getting some documents Congress has subpoenaed in the administration's move to add a citizenship question to next year's census. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
A House panel's considering holding Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for not turning over the documents. The Justice Department says the president's asserting executive privilege so the administration can first review the documents. Democrats like Elijah Cummings worry the citizenship question will keep many in immigrant-heavy areas from taking part in the census.
The census is critical to our democracy.
But the GOP's Jim Jordan says there's another key question.
Why don't the Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
The administration says it's already turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents and was working to produce more, but will now stop. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more